We are in Siman Ayin Aleph, Hilchos Kriyas Shema. We've done Sif Aleph, which is the halach of an onen, where before the kvura, the halach is he is potter from all the mitzvahs, and he could not say Kriyas Shema and Shmor Nesrei, and would not be yotze if he did, and we have to say them afterwards. We also went into the halachas of what happens if afterwards is already already after the Zman of Kriyas Shema and Tefillah, and it came out that the halacha is that really if it's after Zman Tefillah, he would not say davening, nor would he say the Birkas HaShachar according to the Mishnah Berurah. He did say that you could say Shalo Asani Goy Oved and Isha, and of course Birkas HaTorah had to be said. But otherwise, the halacha was that the person was potter at the time. He couldn't say it, and if he did say it, he wasn't yotze. Says the Machaber now in Sif Beis, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when is there that halacha of aninus where one is potter? Bechol. That's only on a weekday. Avol b'Shabbos chayiv kol hayom ad ha'erev. On Shabbos, he is chayiv, since Shabbos is not a time for kvura. He could not be osik for the mace, and therefore he's chayiv in all the mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, he can even go to shul. However, the halach is dvarim shebetzino nohig. That means that all of the isurim of an oval that are not apparent are still do apply. So for example, he would not be allowed to learn those things that an oval is not allowed to learn. So for example, even though he went to shul, he wouldn't get an aliyah. That's on Shabbos itself, ad ha'erev, until late afternoon. What's pshat in that? Until towards the evening. Imachshich al hatchum b'tzorchei kvura. The halacha is, this is the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, that an oval is allowed to, on Shabbos, in the afternoon, walk to a place where it's going to make it easier for him after Shabbos to get to a place that he's got to get to in order to take care of the kvura. So the halacha is, for example, if after Shabbos he's going to have to walk outside the tchum, so on Shabbos he couldn't walk outside the tchum, but he's allowed to go till just the end of the tchum so that he'll be closer. Now this is an isra of achana generally. They were matrit for the sake of preparing the kvura. Now at a time of day that he would begin doing that, he is being an osik b'mitzvah, and therefore even though it's Shabbos, he would have a halacha of aninus, where he is potter from the mitzvahs and could not be makayim them. The same thing goes if it's not chutz l'tchum, but simply getting people together to arrange on Shabbos afternoon that there will be people that after Shabbos are going to go take care of things for him, which is also permissible. So from that zman on, he would not have the halacha of Shabbos where there's no aninus, but he would be considered an onan and therefore potter. Whereas, Avolim eino machshech al hatchum, whereas if he's not going to be machshech al hatchum, in other words, if he's not doing anything on Shabbos, chayev gam le'es erev, then until nightfall, the halachi is that he is chayev b'mitzvahs, there is no aninus. The yontif sheni, dino kachol. Now yontif sheni, the halachi is like this. The halachi is that kvura on yontif is permissible by way of a non-Jew. Kvura al yedei nachri is mutter. On Yontif Sheni, Kvura is permissible al Yedei Yisrael. So, on Yontif Sheni, the halacha is Kachol. On Yontif Sheni, if they plan on doing the Kvura that day, it is considered Chol. Whereas, the Yontif Rishon, Imrotza Lekovro Boba Yoma Yedei Ovigachovim, Dinei Kachol. On Yontif Rishon, if they plan on doing the Kvura on that day, by way of non-Jews, it is considered chol. V'meina rotz l'kovr b'bayom dino k'shabbos. Whereas if the plan is to put it off for the second day yontif, then the halachi is that he would be considered an onen, meaning, that he would not be considered an onen, it would be considered like yontif, same thing as Shabbos, whereby he is chayiv b'mitzvahs and is allowed to go to shul. Now there's an interesting thing that is brought up in the Achronim here. And that is that if the halach is that someone that's not doing anything of the tzorchei kvura on Shabbos or Yontif, the halach is that he has no aninus, and that goes all the way till the evening. The halach is that you are allowed to daven ma'ariv before nightfall. The halach is that you're allowed to daven earlier, you're allowed to say krishma with birkas krishma earlier. So the Taz claims that if someone is not doing anything on Shabbos, the Tzarchei HaKfura, then on Shabbos, late afternoon, that means just before evening, he is mechuyev to go ahead and actually say Kriyas Shmei Shal Arvis that he will be potter from as soon as night comes. The Magen Avraham argues, it seems that the Mishneh Berurah follows that, that the person would not have to go and say Kriyas Shmei then. Now, what happens then in such a case? So after Shabbos, he becomes an Onin immediately in his potter, which means he cannot daven Maariv and he cannot make Havdalah. And if he makes Havdalah, he's not even Yotza. The only time he'd be Chayiv in Havdalah is he would have to wait until after the Kavura, which could even be on Tuesday. The halach will be that he'll make Havdalah then. But Havdalah, for someone where Aninus was Chal, immediately after Shabbos, he could not make it then. Now, getting back to the halachis of Yontif Sheni. The halacha is that if on Yontif Sheni, for some reason, you cannot do the Kavura, the halacha is he is still considered an onig. Mishneh Berurah brings down that if he could do the kavura but chooses not to, then the halacha is that he is still considered an onin. He is still considered an onin, and he is potter from mitzvahs. Now, what happens on a weekday if he cannot do the kavura yet? Say it's a Sunday and the undertakers don't work and they would not allow kavura for that day. There on a weekday, the halacha is that he is still considered an onin and he is potter from the mitzvahs. One other thing that Mishneh Berurah brings down, that is the case of someone who was in the middle of davening that he found out, Rachmana Litzlan, that he became an onin. He brings a safik, it's a machlokis, and he is not machriya, whether or not he is to finish davening. Should he stop on the spot or continue to daven? That was Siv Bey, Siv Gimel now. Hamashamer is hames. Someone who is guarding from the mace, the halacha is that a mace needs shmira minho achborim. To see to it that he is not attacked by mice, there's a mitzvah to be shomer, the mitzvah to be meshamer, the mace. So the halacha is that one who is being meshamer, the mace, is an osig b'mitzvah. Afila eno meso, even though this is not one of his relatives, the halacha is potter, he is an osig b'mitzvah, and he is potter, and it is osir for him even to stop in order to say kriyashma. Siv dalid, hayushnayim meshamrim. What happens if you had two people? There's only a need for one. So you have two, they can switch off. Ze mishamer v'zeh korei, v'chakach mishamer zeh v'korei zeh. First one should watch and the other one say Shema, and then they should reverse roles. Sif hei, hachofer kevra lemeis potter. Someone who's involved in actually digging a grave for a mace, the halach is that while he is doing that, he does not have to say Shema, he's potter min ha-mitzvahs. The Mishneh Berurah mentions that even if he has to take a break because he's working hard, while he takes a break, he's still an osik b'mitzvah because that's enabling him to return to the kvura. Sivav hoyubez oyoser chofrim, similar to the case of Meshamer, if you have two people that are digging, so the halacha is like this. Kol hatzrichim l'tzorche achafir b'vasachas peturim. Unlike Shmira, where all you need is one person. For chafira, it could be that in order to get the job done, either because it's so much work or because you're limited by time, if there's a need for both of them to dig, then the halacha is peturim, they are both potter, and there's no need to take turns. The inyesh nosafim, whereas if they have others that can take their place, nishmatim v'korin, so they move away and they say shema, v'chozun elu misaskin, and these will go and be osik. So the first ones will go away and say Shema, and the other ones will come and be Osik in the Kvura. V'chozun elu misaskin, v'acherim nishmatim v'korin. Siv Zayin, osur likros kriyashma toch arba amesh shel meis, obeveis ha-kvoris. This already is not Hilchas Krishma, this is the halacha of Loig L'Rosh. The halacha is, it is osur to go and do a mitzvah in front of a mace, except, of course, for the mitzvahs of Kruas HaMeis, but it's also to do a mitzvah in front of the mace, because it's as if you're teasing him, it's bad for our midas, it's ki'ilu, we are being insensitive. It's a halacha of loig l'rosh, the Gemara says, so it is either toch arba ames, or bebeis ha-kfaris, or in the beis ha-kfaris, v'imkara lo yotza, and the Mechaber paskins that if someone did read, he is not yotza. Now, as far as this halacha is concerned, it is not limited to Krishna, as said. So Kaddish should not be said except for Kaddish on the mace itself. but one does not say Kaddish or Davin or say Shema within Dalet Amos of the Mace or at the Beis HaKvaris. As far as the Bidiyevit is concerned, it's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ravid. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that with regard to all other mitzvahs which are Darabanan, Misafik, you would not do them over again. With regard to Shema, you should say over again. And Birkas Krishma, he brings that the Prima Godim is Mistapek. It's a suffix whether or not one should repeat them if they were said within Dalet Amos of a Mace.